Welcome to the Families for Life podcast with Brian and Brian. This is a podcast of Oak Hill Baptist Church.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about modern parenting and what it's like to raise children in 2020.
Thanks for joining us on our Families for Life podcast. My name is Brian Gocher.
And I'm Brian Van Doren.
And this is a new podcast that we wanted to start to encourage and equip parents to gospel-centered discipleship. So we hope that this will be something that you enjoy and something that you find challenging, but also very encouraging as parents. You know, we are both parents. I grew up in living actually all around. Actually born in Arkansas, lived in Texas and Michigan and Kentucky, Indiana. And so I have, came to Christ when I was 16, was called to ministry when I was around 18, went to Bible college at Boyce College, and also graduated from Southern Seminary with a master's degree in Christian education. I have been married now for 19, almost this year will be 19 years, and I have four children, almost 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
So yeah. Ranging all teenager down to going to start kindergarten next year. I've been a pastor now for, 2004, so that would be 16 years.
16 years.
A lot of that was youth and children, and so I have a little bit of expertise when it comes to family ministry, parenting, and those kind of things. So yeah. Tell us a little about yourself, Brian.
Yeah, so I'm Brian Van Doren, and I was born in Florida, but I grew up primarily in Virginia, and I came to Christ at a very young age. And I've just been, learning and growing ever since. And one thing, you learn as a believer who came to Christ very early on is that you can still make some pretty bad mistakes even as a Christian. And so so this is, a really cool thing for me to talk about, because I know for me, I'm the youth pastor here, and I have a really unique situation here at our church, because your oldest is actually in my youth group, but you were the youth pastor here at this church before I was. And so it's just really cool. And I love that we get to do this together. But I also went to school at Boyce College and Southern Seminary, and I have a master's degree in Christian ministry. And my degree at Boyce is expository preaching. And I've been in ministry for 6 years now. I have one kid. I've been married for 5 years, and I have one son and another son on the way. So the one is he's like a year and a half, and the other one will be here in a few months. So yeah, we're kind of in similar boats, but we also have very different experience levels and stuff like that. So it's really cool that we get to work together.
Yeah, we're coming at this with some experience both in parenting and in ministry as pastors mm-hmm. to families, and having seen a lot of different things. So what are you most excited about and starting this podcast?
Man, I'm just excited about connecting with the families. That's one of the big reasons why the Lord brought me into student ministry is because I really care about families, and especially, even those who have really hard family situations. But just in general, I want to connect with them. I want to connect with parents and really help them, because I know it's hard. Mm-hmm. And that I'm learning that more and more experientially, but I've known that my whole life. Parenting is difficult, and so that's why we're here, is to help. So
well, let's jump into it. We are starting this podcast looking at a resource from Lifeway that is called Nothing Less. And Lifeway took a through Lifeway Research and Lifeway Kids Ministries there, they put together some research based on parents and what was the success and failure of those parents in what if their kids clung to their faith as right. adults. Yeah. That's our goal, right? I mean, we want kids that love Jesus, will serve the church, continue on in their faith as they get older. We don't want them to leave their faith. We want their faith to become their own. And so I'm excited that we're using this resource. We may, you know, it's just a resource. We may veer from it. We may, you know, come back to it. But for the next few weeks, we're going to be just kind of diving into it.
Yeah, and really to kick off this podcast, because that Nothing Less curriculum really lines up with kind of our goals here in this podcast, because it's that, like you were saying, it's building faith for life, you know, and so that's kind of what we're dealing with, helping parents lead their children, disciple their children for a faith for life, you know. So
the first thing we want to talk about is parenting expectations.
So we're both parents, and we feel the same pressures that, you know, all parents feel. So we're not, you know, we're not here to judge. We're not here to, this isn't supposed to be like something that we're just like, you know, hey, parents, you're terrible and this is how you need to be better. That's not the goal of this at all. This is for us to talk together. It's more like a dialogue that we want you listeners to be a part of, and that you can be encouraged and challenged. We all need to grow, but we want to encourage each other in this.
Right. If you feel, you know, convicted, I know I feel convicted as a parent when I study these types of things. And if you do, that's okay. Let God work on your heart.
Right.
You know, repent, turn back to Christ. We all need to do that from time to time in every area of our life. You know,
right.
I think we all acknowledge we want to be better parents. There's a statistic in this Nothing Less that 96% of parents at some level agree that parenting is a huge responsibility.
Right.
That goes without saying, right?
Yeah, that's a good statistic. I'm glad that most parents agree with that.
You know, I was told that you only get one chance, right, with your kids. And that actually creates a lot of fear in me,
right?
Because I don't want to screw it up.
Right.
Do you feel that same pressure?
I totally do. And that's something that I'm currently, you know, thankfully we're just really beginning this journey of parenthood, and I'm trying really hard to pray and just rest in Christ in that, because I know that if God is working, then like I can't mess it up, but that doesn't mean that I don't have a responsibility here.
Right.
You know, so I'm resting in Him, and I'm also working in Him. You know, it's hard. Right.
And we acknowledge there's a lot of fear. In fact, another statistic says 82% of parents agree that when you think about what your child will face in the world as adults, they are often, they feel fearful.
That's right.
I mean, you look at the world today, and it's even, you know, even me growing up in the 80s and 90s, it's so different.
It changes like within every 5 years. It's a totally different world.
It seems like it's changing quicker and quicker.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, part of that fear comes from the expectations that we feel. And I think as parents, we really need to give ourselves a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, one of the things when we think about expectations is there are so many expectations nowadays.
Right.
Because of social media, because of the internet, everybody gets to put their best foot forward. So, I threw a great second birthday party for my kid.
Right.
That's Pinterest perfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, first birthdays, it's like you got to compete with everybody else and their first birthday, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. Right. So it's, you know, if I don't have that, then am I a terrible parent?
Right. Well, and that's the expectation. And that, you know, that really comes down to, it's funny how peer pressure has really just been pushed up into the adult ages in such a significant way that it really affects parenting now. It's, you know, it's parenting peer pressure.
Right.
Just crazy.
And I think we need to think, our expectations don't need to come from other people.
Right.
They need to come from Scripture.
That's exactly right.
What does God expect of us? And God doesn't care if our birthday parties are Pinterest perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
He really doesn't care. And so we need to think about those expectations, and do they line up with Scripture? And then really, what influences us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are our primary influences as parents today?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a lot of things that are influencing people all over the spectrum, and if it's not the stuff that matters the most, then it's false. Really, it's a false influencer. It's pushing you in the wrong directions. You know, so that's incredibly important.
Yeah, it's interesting that only 29% of Christian parents say that faith is the most important influence on their parenting.
Yeah, and so there's a bunch of other statistics that I guess we can get into that tell us where parents usually get their influence from. Like 91% say that their influence in parenting comes from what they experienced growing up.
Right. And that can be good and bad. You know, I mean, obviously we all grew up different ways.
Exactly.
And you may have had great parents. You may have had terrible parents.
Right.
You may have had traumatic events growing up. You may have had a picture perfect Norman Rockwell childhood. And so I don't think experience is the best influence for our parenting, but that's often what we turn to.
That's right.
My parents did something this way. I either want to emulate that or I don't want to emulate that.
Yeah.
That's what we think often.
Yeah. And so there's all these other ways, you know, 65% say, you know, their parents influence them. 62% say their friends influence them. 58% say their spouse influences them. And 46% say that sacred text influences them. That's good. And 43% say the church. So these are their primary influencers. And that's, you know, those are some high percentages saying that those are the primary influencers. And, you know, the top three are experience, parents, and friends. And like you said, those, the problem with that is those are fallible things. They might be good, but they also might be very bad.
Yeah, they're looking to themselves and other people before they're looking to God's word.
That's right. It's like working on a car, trying to fix it before you've ever even, you know, nowadays we just get on YouTube and watch YouTube videos.
Right.
You know, you get too far into a project without knowing what you're really doing, you've messed your car up.
Right.
You know,
right. And YouTube's helpful, but you know what? There's some things you need the mechanic for,
right?
That's right.
You got to have the, yeah, that's exactly right. And so we got to go to the source.
Right. So another sad statistic is 77% of surveyed parents identified as Christian, okay, from what they surveyed, but only 14% are very familiar with what the Bible says about parenting.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Parenting studies and things are really one of the most popular things that we do as a church. They're generally well attended and they're received very well. You know, I've had conversations with our senior pastor that we could do a parenting or a marriage and just put them on rotation all the time because people aren't living that out many oftentimes. They're not living out what Scripture says in their marriage and in their parenting.
Yeah, a lot of times I think it is one of the things that people feel the need to know more about. And maybe don't always know exactly how to find that in God's word. And so that's part of the reason why we're even doing this is really to help encourage people to primarily to God's word, to live out his plan for their lives as parents.
That's right. We've got to get our influence from the right place. Mm-hmm. We've got to get it from the Heavenly Father.
That's right.
We got to go to him for the best parenting advice. And that comes from his word. That needs to be our primary influence, number one. And then number two, from the teaching that we receive in church, the encouragement from other believers, that needs to be a second place that we receive our parenting advice, our influence from.
Yeah, yeah, totally agree. Okay, so what marks a successful parent? What do people think success is in parenting? What do you think?
Man, there's so many things that people are looking to. You know, we have a statistic here that people are, you know, the top 75% of what people think are really worldly goals. You know, 25% want their child to have good values. That's their primary, you know, marker by which they measure success. Mm-hmm. Another 25% want their child to be a happy adult.
Yeah.
22% wants their child to find success in life. 19% wants their child to be a good person. 17% wants their child to graduate from college. 15% wants their child to live independently. That's their marker of success. And only 9% say that their child, they would like the success, the measure of success would be my child is godly or has faith in God.
9%. That's like one out of every 10 parents is really pushing their kid. And, you know, that's not to say that all of our listeners out there are like one out of every 10 of you, but like generally speaking,
right.
Only one out of 10 is looking for their kid to have a godly faith.
And it's not wrong to want your child to live independently. Of course, we all want that.
Of course, yeah. And that's,
it's not wrong. We want them to graduate from college or
none of these things are bad values.
Right. And we want people to understand none of these things are bad values, but they should not be the primary way we measure success.
Well, and this really comes down to like what Jesus said. You know, he was talking about not being worried about what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and what you're going to wear, but but to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added unto you. And if you apply that principle to parenting, it's the same thing. Seek first the kingdom of God in your kid's life, and all these other things. I mean, like, if your kid's godly, they're going to have good values. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's, you know, these things go hand in hand. It's the question is what's the top priority?
Right. I think that's the main thing is if our top priority in life is happiness and comfort, our lives will not line up with scripture all the time, you know, but if our priority is seeking after a faith that loves the Lord, that glorifies God, you know, if that's our top priority, God may bless us with comfort. He may bless us with happiness, but that should be something that we let him bring to our lives.
Yeah.
What do we say to a Christian whose life has been filled with pain and suffering? What do we say to a missionary like Adoniram Judson? Did he not honor the Lord? Of course he did.
Right.
But his life was filled with pain and suffering because he wanted to honor the Lord.
That's right.
And so we shouldn't always look to what's the happiest thing that we can do? What's the most comfortable thing we can do? Sometimes we need to say, what does God want me to do? And that may include suffering.
Yeah.
That's for our lives. That's for our kids.
It might mean letting go of something that does make you happy, but isn't really the most important thing. Isn't producing joy in your life, you know?
Exactly.
The joy of Christ, that is.
So we think those are not good markers of success.
Right.
What is successful parenting? What is a biblical view of parenting? So, of course, we could spend hours talking about that, but let's give maybe a little bit of an outline to think about what a biblical view of parenting looks like.
Sounds good.
You know, one of the things we think about when we think about a biblical view of anything is we've got to understand the Bible gives us biblical framework for many things: work, marriage, business, money, and especially parenting. Mm-hmm. The Bible talks about all of those things. So we read it, we study it, we digest it, and we have what's called a biblical theology. You know, we look at the entire breadth of scripture and we understand from Genesis to Revelation, what does God say about parenting?
Right.
And he gives us a biblical theology. And here's the thing. There is room to flesh that out according to our lives, according to our conscience and what the Holy Spirit does. So, you know, I see many people getting into arguments about what's best, how to parent. Is it homeschool? Is it private school? Is it public school? You know, how do I discipline my kids? What do I feed my kids? You know, and I think we got to give each other grace in that.
Yeah.
As long as we're following the Lord and living according to that biblical theology, how that gets fleshed out, how we hang our life on that biblical framework, God gives us a little bit of latitude in that. Do you think that?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think that's really important for our listeners to understand, you know, from us, you know, we're just getting started. They're just getting to know us unless they go to church here. And hopefully they already know us pretty well. But that's exactly what we're trying to get at. Like we have our own opinions, but the primary thing we're trying to do is outline and really deal with the principles, the biblical principles that God has given to us that we all need to live under. But there's so much room there. There's a lot of freedom and room to live out, you know, our own individuality as parents, as, you know, whatever, in our workplace, all over the board. Underneath these principles.
Yeah, I'm not going to parent the exact same way you are.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's exactly okay. Right.
As long as we are understanding what scripture tells us and we're following after the Lord, how we work that out individually. Listen, if you homeschool, great.
Right.
If you private school, great. If you public school, great. It's not something we need to fight about.
That's exactly right.
So let's not get hung up on how we flesh out our faith, but let's make sure our faith is grounded in the Bible. So what is a biblical view of parenting look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we can easily, like you said, we can easily talk about that for forever and ever and ever. And that's kind of the point of this podcast, so that we can continue talking about what a biblical viewpoint of parenting is. But I think, you know, and you and I were talking, some of the things you laid out really clearly, there's three major perspectives we have to have, three major things we have to look at. We have to have a proper perspective, we have to have proper priorities, and we have to have proper preparation. So why don't you kind of speak?
Yeah, real quick, let's take these things one by one. Proper perspective. You know, we've got to see children as what they are. I mean, we find in Psalm 127 where the Lord says children are a blessing.
Yeah, that's right.
He's given them to us to bless us in our lives.
Yeah.
They're the greatest blessing. You know, you think about this, Brian. Everything in our life will pass away. Mm-hmm. If you accumulate mounds of money or property or possessions, it will all pass away. It'll go to somebody else.
Where you're going with this.
And eventually it'll be gone.
Yeah.
But our legacy and what we build into our children and how they will build into their grandchildren and the great grandchildren and on, that legacy of faith is the most important thing, I believe.
Well, and consider even what you're saying, like, and I actually hadn't really thought about it this way, but when you have children, like the Lord through you, you've created something that will last literally forever.
Right.
You know? And so like, this is the most important thing you have.
Right. And Psalm 127 helps us understand that children are to be used to glorify God.
Right.
He equates them to arrows. And you know, that is an instrument or tool that God uses for his glory.
Well, and he uses them to influence the world. I mean,
like
our children are going to make impact on the people around them. And some of that's going to come from us.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of important.
We need a proper perspective. We also need a proper priorities.
Yeah.
A lot of things we want to prioritize. We want our kid to be educated. We want them to be well-rounded. We want them to be good at sports. We want them to be emotionally healthy, you know, all these things, but that's not the most important thing.
Right.
We've got to focus on helping them to know and to live out God's word.
Yeah. One of the things my parents and my mom really primarily said to us all the time is, you know, I don't care what you do, what you become, you know, as long as you're doing God's will. I just want you to live out God's will in your life. And if you are pursuing God, he might call you to do something I would never want you to do, but he's in control. He's the father. He's the one in charge, and he loves you more than I do. And I want you to do what he has for you, because that's what's good for you.
Right. And I think a good reminder of that is in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, the whole testimony of Timothy when Paul meets him in the book of Acts, we know he has a believing family. Mm-hmm. And the faith has been passed on through his grandmother and mother.
Yeah.
And that's really what a sweet testimony. I pray that my grandchildren can look back one day and say, you know, I have faith because my grandfather had faith and and their great grandfather had faith on and on and on back, that we have a legacy and heritage of faith. But that only happens when our priorities are teaching God's word and helping people to live that out, helping our children to live that out.
Yeah. I always talk about a story for my grandfather. We were on vacation. I talk about this all the time. I'll probably mention it again in subsequent episodes, but we were on vacation at the beach, and I wanted to go hang out at the beach and go swimming. And he was like, no, we're going to sit down in the camper and we're going to talk about the gospel, because you need to know this stuff. This is the most important thing. I will never forget that.
Yep.
I will never forget it.
Yep.
It's big stuff.
So proper priorities, and then how we flesh that out with proper preparation.
That's right.
You know, and we think about some different verses here, primarily Deuteronomy 6:6-9, where it talks about our responsibility to teach and instruct. And specifically, the Bible points out fathers. You know, a lot of times mothers are there taking on the role of caring for the children. But the Bible puts a big responsibility on dads. You know, ultimately, I believe, that we are accountable for the spiritual health of our families.
Well, I think it's super important too, because I mean, I don't know about you, man, but like, I know for me, like I believe this stuff. I know this stuff. I'm really passionate about this stuff, but I'm still super tempted to neglect it.
Right.
You know, and I don't know what that is. It's a part of our sin nature as dudes, I think. But like, we just, you know, it's like I've been working or I've been doing my own thing, and she takes care of the kids, and that's, you know, the way it is. And so it's so good that we have this. But Deuteronomy really, it's kind of the big one, but it also lays out a way to do it. You know, it talks about, you know, as you like talk about these things, as you go by the way, it's like, it's basically saying like, make this just a normal part of your life. It's not, you don't have to have like, you know, sit down school sessions with your kids to teach them about Jesus all the time.
Right.
This can be a part of like while you're out in the garage or while you're, you know, doing whatever. I mean, my wife has my year and a half, you know, kid helping her bake, you know, and that's obviously a big help for sure. Right.
Yeah.
But she's just trying to practice these things.
Right.
as we get things going. So you gotta be prepared though.
Yeah. You know, if you want to find out what the spiritual temp, you know, I've always heard that the father is the thermostat and the mother is the thermometer in a household. So if you want to know what the spiritual temperature of your household is, check with your wife and have an honest conversation about it. Men, we set the spiritual temperature of our families.
That's good.
Our wife will reflect that, you know?
That's true. I mean, that is, it's funny. I haven't heard you say that before, but that is so true. I mean, I see that. You see that. We see kids and we see families all the time. And that is clearly the case that, you know, yeah, the dad really does set the pace. And the mom is usually the one that lets you know what the pace really is.
Right. We also find in Ephesians chapter 6, you know, we find some great, you know, there's marriage and parenting in there as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about nurturing. We're talking about instruction. We're talking about discipline, correction. I mean, we're talking about the whole gamut.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, all of those things help to prepare our children for the world.
Right.
You know, and, you know, we want them to seek to glorify God with their lives.
Yeah.
We need to glorify God with our parenting so that they can glorify God with their lives. Yeah. And listen, whatever level of success, you know, whether they're going to be really successful and make a lot of money or whether they're not going to be successful, that really
Humanly
should not
speaking,
be our primary goal.
Right.
You know, if God wants that to happen, if he wants to bless them, if he's blessed them with intelligence and they go to school and they whatever.
Well, and
let God work that out. Encourage them, nurture them in that way.
Right.
But make your primary goal to think about how can my child most bring glory to God?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just like Jesus says, what is it if you gain the whole world but you lose your soul?
Yeah, that's right. Well, and even going back, okay, so think about this is where I'm about to nerd out a little bit. So think about Hawkeye from the Avengers, right? And then we're talking about arrows, right? So kids are arrows, and Hawkeye, here he is. He's got all these different types of arrows in his you know, quiver, okay? And, like, he's got the little thing where he presses the buttons and he selects different arrows.
Right.
He knows exactly what kind of arrow he's getting ready to shoot. He knows that they're different.
Right.
He knows their what their potential is. He knows what they can do, and he's using them for different things, you know? And so that's the thing that we as parents have to understand. One of the things a lot of people, like you've talked to me about, other, you know, our lead pastors talk to me about, is that every kid is different, and you actually have to approach them a little bit differently.
Yes.
And you have to lead them to the Lord. You have to prepare their hearts differently because they're different.
Children in each family are different.
Your own specific, like, you have four kids, every single one of your kids, while are similar in some ways, are also very different. Right.
With my teenager, we have to be really intentional, you know, to be with her and around her and love on her because she's a teenager. My other middle daughter, she wants as much attention as I'll give her, you know, and will always want to play games and do stuff. And so you just have to think about what are ways I can honor God in parenting both of those girls, even though they're polar opposites right now.
Yeah. And so you have to be intentional. You have to be prepared is what we're getting at. You have to think about those things and just recognize that and not be overwhelmed by it.
Right.
But just know that that's there. And then just ask the Lord for grace and empowering. Like, he will help you be prepared. That's the thing. That's the thing in Psalm 127. It starts up with, unless the Lord builds the house, the builder builds in vain.
Right.
And so, like, this is all according to God's grace.
So let's sum this up, and I think for me is we need to strive to focus on parenting with a biblical perspective first, and then the rest of the priorities in our life will settle out.
That's exactly what we're getting at. That's right. Gospel-centered, biblical focus, seek first the kingdom of God. All these other things will be added to you.
And listen, parents, give yourself lots of grace, okay? Rest on the promise and hope of Jesus Christ. You will not be the perfect parent. Say it with me. You will not be the perfect parent. But listen, you can live as a redeemed parent that is daily submitting to Christ leading in your life.
That's right. And that's where the power in parenting comes from. resting in Christ.
I think so. Well, that's our first episode in. We've talked about modern parenting and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. Next time, we're going to continue to dive into some more interesting statistics and to see what it means to be a parent. And really, our goal is to get to some of these things that people identified as things that helped their child to stick to their faith. That's what we want to get to. Yeah. We want to present those and encourage you. What can you implement in your life, your parenting, that will encourage your children to hold on to their faith?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to get to where the rubber meets the road, and hopefully it'll be really practical stuff that you'll be able to apply right away.
So thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
See ya.
And roll. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Say that.
Make like a tree and get out of here.
Doesn't he say make like a drum and leave or something like that?
No, he said, I think there's another one where he's like, make like a banana and leave or something. But I think he does say, I know he says, make like a tree and get the heck out of here.